Save the Semantics, episode 62. It is It's February 26, 2019. My name is Myro. This is the podcast where I ramble on about things, topics, issues, maybe, that currently interest me. I just kind of speak my mind, just ramble on about shit nonstop for about 20 or so minutes. So if you ever need to kill time in between class, maybe you have a lunch break, you know, just pop on in. Just put me on as some background noise and, I don't know, relax, I guess. I don't know how relaxing this really is. Sometimes I feel I sound like I'm stressed out and shit. But yeah, this is what I do in the free time. And yeah, I do this on a weekly basis for the most part. It's been relatively consistent. I think I've just been able to find some time to sit down and record, which has been kind of nice. This is one of those moments where I'm able to do that, and I'm happy to keep continuing to do so. As always, I don't necessarily have a topic of interest that I want to start off with. Mostly, it's just been kind of a, in terms of weather, you know what I should do? I should kind of have like a structure, you know, start off with my intro, then I'll talk about the weather, then I'll talk about myself, then I'll go into like topics that currently interest me, you know, just to have a little bit of sequencing, if you want to call it. Right now, the weather in my area is kind of crappy. I had a very nice week of sunshine, but that's just kind of passed by, and now we're left with this hazy, kind of cloudy sort of afternoon weather, and looking to rain coming up in this next week. So I'm looking forward to that. Just kidding. I hate the rain. As you already know, I've complained about the rain plenty of times on the podcast, so don't really need to delve into that any longer. In terms of me, I just kind of completed my sort of second set of midterms this last week, ending yesterday. So finally sort of have a week of kind of relaxation, following testing and all that, until just to be stressed out later, later in this quarter. So it just doesn't really stop, but, the week kind of leaves me a little bit of breathing air just to kind of relax, regain focus, I guess, start back up on things that I may have wanted to earlier on. Don't necessarily know what, I try to like, well, that's not really true. I want to set forth like kind of like mini projects, you know. I guess you could. I don't know if I really necessarily consider the podcast a project, but it is something that I've just sort of, you know, kind of been doing. You know, I've pondered about things that I want to do with the podcast, if I want to take it onto like YouTube and stuff like that. By the way, the podcast is also available on YouTube, just audio. At the moment, no video recording. I don't really have the funds for that yet. Maybe that's something that I can do in the future. But yeah, it's just kind of not really any sense of like any new developments or whatnot. You know, something that I can actively create. It's just kind of hard to. It's difficult to find motivation and find time to do those kinds of things. You know, even if I do have time, I feel like it's. And I've mentioned this before, but like whenever I set off to do some new project, and I've related this to like radio and stuff like that, where I've sort of projects have included like setting up interviews for a talk show and stuff like that. And it can be incredibly time consuming. And right now it's just kind of difficult because I'm sort of focusing on specific academic classes and whatnot. So it's kind of hard to really set forth and take creative endeavors at this moment, you know, as I may really want to, but I don't know. I think it's just kind of difficult to really do that. But it's something that I'm always have like an open mind for, you know. But in terms of just like things that I've been just kind of enjoying my time with, I've been playing a little bit of Fortnite here and there, a little bit of Smash. I started up Hollow Knight, which has been a pretty fun game so far. Pretty difficult, And a little frustrating for sure. I think I need to, it's definitely a game, that I do enjoy it. I just think I have to really sit down and play with it to really kind of immerse myself in it. For those who don't know, Hollow Knight is a action platformer, or some people like to call it like a Metroidvania style game, alluding to Metroid and Castlevania games of old, and sort of that kind of action platformer type of game. And I've only put in maybe like 5-6 hours into it, because I just, it's just kind of like, I feel like I really need to sit down and sort of like enjoy the game. And also, I've died plenty of times, and that sort of frustrated me and sort of discouraged me from continuing on. But I think I just need to get past the trials and errors and just improve the gameplay, or just improve my skill for the game. It's been a pretty good game so far. I've never really, like, there's been a few like indie games that I've played through, you know, my life, and this is sort of one of the rare ones that I've kind of gotten interested in because of its popularity and its success. I think they've slated to release the sequel coming up later this year, so that's something to look forward to as well. Don't know if I'll pick that up. I'll probably decide after I finish this game, but it is like a pretty enjoyable game. I like the music. I like the atmosphere of it. It's a different kind of feel for it. I think one game that I can sort of relate it to in terms of both it being an independent game, and also just its stylistic choices, I would say, is Binding of Isaac, I guess. It's a little different. Binding of Isaac is a lot more gory, and more, I guess, more animated, I guess, while Hollow Knight is pretty simplistic in its style and whatnot. But they're both, like, the general kind of style of it has sort of, you know, it's just kind of, I think it's kind of unique because they're both independent games, and so they're able to sort of have their own unique IP, their own, you know, their original character associated with it, you know, without any prior franchise or prior existing copyright, I guess. So I think that's the closest example that I can think of. I've played a little bit of Binding of Isaac. I couldn't really get into it too much. I've never really been that much of a sort of like a top-down shooter type of player. I just don't really find that much enjoyment in them. And those are incredibly difficult too, so I've always just haven't been good at those types of games. So that's just sort of put me off for those ones. But Hollow Knight has been a good experience so far. Maybe I'll talk about it more later on as once I've gone further into the game and whatnot. As of other, I don't know, just other passive activities that I've been doing in my free time. Oh yeah, this is something interesting that I've kind of thought about recently. But you know, there's been a whole lot of this is relating to like YouTube and stuff like that. But there's been a lot of controversy with, there's always some controversy with the large, you know, social media platforms. But with YouTube recently, there's been, there was this one YouTuber, I forgot his name. He put out this video talking about how YouTube is like capitalizing off of the exploitation of children. There's a bunch of pedophiles in the comments and whatnot. And there's a whole bunch of drama with him involved where he's apparently been doing some kind of creepy behavior where he, in a video, it's done as like a joke, I guess, but he, kind of tries to like solicit a girl to try to talk to him and stuff like that from a car, which is, you know, a little uncomfortable, I guess. So, you know, there's always some stupid drama going on YouTube, but relating to like kids content and stuff like that, I think, you know, the whole medium, I feel like, has, you know, completely changed, obviously, from the types of content that, you know, I consumed when I was younger, and then kids are consuming nowadays. People, you know, kids are still watching stuff on, like, Cartoon Network and stuff like that, Nickelodeon, I'm not entirely sure, but, you know, YouTube is a pretty big, you know, has probably pretty big viewership as well. Like I watched I Hate Everything's video on like the top most disliked videos on YouTube, and a lot of them were kids content where it was like those like nursery rhyme types of videos with like billions of views, which is crazy to think about, you know. I don't exactly know who is really watching those videos. Like, I just don't know, and I don't know who's really promoting them either. I don't know, but like there was like several months ago there was the whole meme with like the family and like the little baby and the singing fridge and whatnot with like the nursery rhyme and shit, and I feel like that's maybe propelled a lot of these kid contents into sort of popularity. I'm not entirely sure. Like, I just don't know, like, because I'm not, like, a kid or whatever, you know? Like, I guess, like, the algorithm continues to sort of recommend a lot of these nursery rhyme, you know, weird 3D animated kids content based on just in the related or recommended video section of YouTube, and also just kind of like, I don't know, just other shit too, I guess. I don't exactly know the type of content that comes on, kids content that comes on YouTube. That's not something that I just look up, you know, just out of curiosity, but maybe that's something interesting thing to talk about, maybe, you know, do a little bit of research on, just because I think it's like how beneficial or how, you know, does this help stimulate like a kid's creativity, their learning and stuff like that? Because I feel like children back in the day, they were watching more content that helped develop them, like, you know, whatever, their alphabet, numbers, just understanding concepts and stuff like that. You know, there's things like the Mr. Rogers show, Sesame Street, and what else? Sesame Street, The Muppets, that kind of thing, right? Like those were the content that was prevalent, you know, before my time, right? And during my time, like I had like Blue's Clues and like Dora the Explorer, where they had sort of that, you know, viewer engagement aspect to it, which sort of helped you as a kid try to like, you know, understand some of the concepts that are being talked about in those types of shows. But like nowadays, it's like I've looked at, like I've seen some of the kids, you know, the 3D animated kids content, just because like other YouTubers and commentators have like talked about them, and it's just, there's just nothing of real substance. It's just this kind of garbage, you know. Like I don't know, like there's, you know, there's, I just don't know how effective those are at, like, you know, teaching the kids. And I'm not sure, I don't think there's gonna have like a huge impact on the way kids develop by any means, but I'm just curious, you know, like what kind of sort of effect it has on, like, you know, this upcoming generation of kids. But I guess as like a counter argument, there is, you know, there's a lot of these like very you know, a lot of kid, I gotta stop saying kids content. What's like another word? What's another word? You know, like younger audience-based content on YouTube, where a lot of these like YouTubers are trying to appeal to, you know, a younger demographic, where they, you know, they're very like, what's the word? You know, they're very outgoing. They're very, I can't think of the word. I just, sometimes I feel like a total dumbass when it comes to just my vocabulary. But they're very like, you know, excited and shit. They're like, you know, they want to try to engage the kids with like stupid content that doesn't really make that much sense. And like we as like, you know, somewhat older, you know, like, yeah, still young adults, but, like, a little older, like, we laugh at it, because we're not kids, we don't really, you know, find any pleasure in it, and we just kind of think it's stupid. But if we think about it, like, I feel like a lot of the programming back in the day, referring to, like, I don't know, the 60s, 70s, or whenever, like, you know, Looney Tunes or whatever, Tom and Jerry came out, a lot of those types of contents involved these very, like, erratic behaviors from cartoon characters, right? Like, you know, this, the whole, the whole shtick of Tom and Jerry was, like, was a cat that was trying to kill a mouse, but the mouse continued to just abuse the cat, you know, just those kinds of things. And there's a dog too. The dog, you know, beat the shit out of the cat. There's like guns and like violence, you know, there's a lot of excessive violence in those cartoons. Right. And, but those were the kinds of things that even myself growing up was exposed to. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, in terms of like the type of, you know, the things that are depicted in kids' content, I feel like it hasn't really deviated all that much, you know? Like I said, like, I don't exactly know what the hell kids are watching, you know? But kids are playing, like, Fortnite and stuff like that. And Fortnite is a pretty cartoony video game, you know? Like, it doesn't really involve any realistic graphics or violence or anything like that. So, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I feel like it's not really, like, it can't, like, how damaging can it really be, you know? That's until you, like, venture into more, like, adult territory, and then there's sort of this infracture between kids and adult content, which is questionable, you know? But that was an issue back in the day, too, you know, when kids, you know, that's why there's the, you know, the rating system for movies and TV, you know? So I think it's not really that difficult to really understand sort of the nuances, like what kids' content is and stuff like that. I don't think it's necessarily like a new concept by any means, right? So I know there's a lot of people that are like, what the fuck is this shit? But like, I kind of get it, right? A lot of it is just nonsense, you know, but there's a lot of nonsense back in the day too, so it's not really anything like, I feel like it's not really anything new. It's just sort of, it's just kind of what the thing that's kind of the novelty of it is right now, you know? So I guess the point I'm trying to make is that kids' content isn't all that different from, you know, what it was before, I guess. I just used to watch a little different type of content, you know? You could make the argument that, like, TV shows were more clever, they were better written, when we were younger, but I'm sure there's plenty of kids shows nowadays. I don't really know for sure, but I'm sure there's some kids show on like Nickelodeon or something that's, you know, just as funny and just as well written. I'm not entirely sure, right? So I'm just not the demographic. I'm just kind of curious to see, like, sort of like these changes, I guess, and these are some of the things that I've just kind of noticed maybe. Now that some of these new kind of issues have started popping up because of content on YouTube and, like, you know, other platforms and stuff like that. So just something to ponder, just something to think about, I guess. I think that, in terms of, like, how, like, I think, because, like, I grew up watching, like I've mentioned, I watched like Blue's Clues until like a pretty like pretty older, like an older age. I watched it till like I was way too old. I think I was like 5 or something. That was way past, you know, my age. So I think it really depends on like the kid too, like who, what kind of content they're into, what kind of things they're interested in, and what the parent is showing them and stuff like that. I think it really just depends on, you know, how that kid is raised, what they've become sort of desensitized to, you know? And I think this kind of, I'm kind of going into like another territory, I guess, but like, I think a lot of kids like growing up are probably going to become super like desensitized to shit, just because there's just so much garbage on YouTube and stuff like that, you know? And this is another topic that I think I've gone into before, but like sort of parents monitoring their kids' content to like a certain age. My parents sort of had sort of restrictions on what I watched till I was like, I think like sometime in like middle school. So I didn't necessarily have
the freedom to, like, just go off and watch whatever fucking shit there was on there, you know. It was free range, whatnot, you know. There was controls and stuff like that, which in a way I'm kind of happy of, you know. Like, luckily I wasn't scarred at all by looking at these kinds of things, you know. So, I mean, I'll have to thank my parents in some way, but other kids who have probably a little more free range parents who are more, like, liberal in what they're able to see and stuff like that, maybe they don't have as tight, like, parental controls, or they just don't have an understanding on how they can really, you know, control what their kids are watching and doing, right? Doing, it relating back to, like, pedophilia on YouTube and stuff like that. Like, I'm just curious, just, like, should there be, like, an age limit to, like, or should there be, like, an age restriction on, like, who can post what kind of content? Of course, like, I feel like you can easily bypass that by lying about your age and whatnot in order to post, like, content, in order to post videos and stuff like that. But because there's this potential community of pedophiles and offenders, like, should you limit the age limit of kids that can post videos, right? Should there be parental consent? I mean, I feel like there should be some parental consent, some guidance. Just don't have, you know, like, this is coming from me. And just putting aside all the, you know, philosophical arguments, but, like, I would never feel comfortable having, like, my kid or even myself at a young age just putting myself out there on the internet at, like, an incredibly young age. And I'm talking, like, before 10 years old. Because when I was younger, me and my friends, we used to post stuff on YouTube when we were, like, 12 or 13, you know, where it was just, like, we started to become creative and stuff like that. And creative is a bit of a stretch of a word because a lot of the shit we did was just stupid. But, you know, I think at that age, we understand how, we kind of understand in our limited knowledge how the internet works, how to gain viewership, how to kind of go viral, I guess. That was back in, like, 2010, so it doesn't really apply nowadays. That was 10 years ago, so, but, like, I think that there should maybe, you know, before, like, 10 years old, maybe kids shouldn't post things online, just because, like, there's always privacy issues and stuff like that. Privacy is a huge problem, and we talked a little bit about that in our in my personal computers class, so that's kind of relating back to academics. But I feel that you're kind of putting yourself in jeopardy as a young person, you know, where you're putting yourself out there to, I don't know, you know, I'm not trying to be those types of people that are like, watch out for the dangers of the internet. But, you know, I think that it's not really like, I'm kind of sounding like those types of people, those parents that are, like, paranoid and stuff like that. But, you know, there's also plenty of parents who aren't paranoid enough, you know. So, in a way, I kind of do side with the parents who are very, like, you know, conservative and very, you know, are worried about the kids, you know, think about the children and all that shit. Like, I get it. I understand, because there's always some shit going on. But, like, I think it's a very complex issue that I don't think really has, like, a specific answer. I just think that, in simple terms, if you're younger than, like, 10 years old, you probably shouldn't post content on the internet. Just because you're going to be held liable. There's potential for companies to take advantage of you, and, you know, there's been other cases of, like, you know, kids that have used their credit cards to buy shit, you know, off of, for, like, Fortnite and, like, other games and stuff like that. It's just, like, there's always that, you know, just, I don't know, this is just more parenting 101 for me, despite not knowing how to raise a kid. So, yeah. That's probably going to do it for the podcast today. Just me rambling on about kids and shit. Those fucking kids, you know. I think when I grow up, I'm probably going to be the get off my lawn type of adult, you know, in my, when it, once I hit my 50s, if I make it there, if we all make it there, you know, then hopefully I make it there, and then I'll turn out to be old and kind of mad about kids and stuff like that. But I think that's just like every generation. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's probably going to do it for today. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be posting consistently, weekly, hopefully. I say that. It's not guaranteed, but I try my best to be as consistent as possible with the time that I'm given. That's going to do it for today. Anyways, it's been Save the Semantics, signing off.